Welcome to Love You Most. It is wild that we are at our 10th episode, and it feels good, but it also feels weird because it to me feels almost like my first episode just because I'm still learning. But you guys have made this space feel just so welcoming, and all of your messages are just so sweet whenever you like share on stories that you're listening to this podcast, like while you're walking or you share with a friend. It just like means so much to me. So continue to do those things because it just makes my heart so warm. And thank you guys for the reviews that you've left. I read every single one of them, and I read all of the message on the Love You Most pod and all the messages on my personal Instagram, just because I don't know, it just means so much to me that you guys even take the time to say nice things. It truly means the world. But this episode is all about things I wish I knew in my 20s. And I know I'm only 30, and I feel like sometimes people will be like, okay, you weren't 20 that long ago. But I feel like from the end of my 20s to now, I've learned so much about myself and about how I want to navigate the world. And I feel like my early 20s and mid 20s were so incredibly like different than where I am now in life. And I wish that someone could have told me these things earlier and I would have like listened. And maybe someone did tell me things and I just like didn't really take it to heart. But I hope that you take some of these things to heart and really just let them soak in. And if they don't resonate with you, maybe they will with someone else. Because again, I don't want this like podcast to be a space where you feel like you need to change or tweak yourself or just be different. I feel like you already are an incredible human as you are. And I think that as we just continue to heal and like work on things that maybe we feel need to be like honed in on a bit, like hopefully it'll help us to just become more our true selves versus like change who we are, if that makes sense. So the first thing that I wish I knew in my 20s was that you don't have to have everything figured out. And I actually shared over on TikTok a like video, and I think I was talking about how I like love my small town and how like you don't have to be in a rush to like figure out your next step, and you can just like relax because you have years and years ahead of you to kind of like figure out what's next. And someone like left a comment and they were like, oh my God, like I'm about to graduate. Like, so I kind of do have to figure out like what I'm going to do. And then someone else was like, yeah, I'm 25 and I'm about to turn 26. So I kind of do have to figure out what I want to do just in life. And I feel like these like time markers are so like, I don't know, arbitrary. Like, who came up with the idea that at 25 or 26, we have to have our life together, or that after we graduate, we have to know like our career, or after high school, we have to know like what we want to do? I feel like obviously going to college and like, you know, getting a degree and like having a specific focus is something that you have to choose. But I feel like we put so much like pressure on ourselves to make sure we quote unquote choose the right thing. But I don't think that there really is any like one right path, because I feel like whatever path you take, it's going to take you where you need to go. And even after college, I feel like we have so much pressure to make sure that we like get the right job or we like step into the right internship. But I truly feel like wherever you're meant to be, like you will end up there. And so wherever you go along the way to get to where you're supposed to be is what like is best for you, because you're going to learn more about yourself and about the world. And I think about all the different jobs that I've had over my life and different friendships and different partners and so many like different parts of my life that honestly I felt so confused and I felt like I needed to figure things out. But now looking back, I can like just feel so grateful for all of those things that came into my life, whether they worked out or not, whether it's like relationships, friendships, or jobs, because I learned something about myself that I can take to like this next area of my life, and it can help me realize like what I don't want to do or what I want in life. And I don't know, those lessons are invaluable. Like, you can't replicate your experiences. So like if you hadn't had those things happen, you like wouldn't be who you are, if that makes sense. So do not feel like you have to have everything figured out. There is no right path or journey. Don't feel like you, I don't know, have to do things at a certain time, or there's certain timelines that you have to follow. There's literally not. Like, whoever told you that, and maybe your parents told you that or your friends told you that, but really just like, I don't know, I don't want to say don't listen to them, but like they're, I feel like society just like puts this heavy pressure on us to like figure things out by a certain time. And so of course, like they're going to tell you those things because that's like what they've been told. But when you really think about it, we have endless amounts of time to like change and grow and be different people. And so 10 years from now, you're going to be totally different and probably want a different job or maybe want different friends or want to move to a different city. And the choices that you make right now might not even affect that person 10 years from now. So the second thing that I wish I knew in my 20s is that I should learn to love my alone time. I've talked about this a lot, but it's something that's so important because I had a hard time loving myself and I felt really like weird when I was by myself and I didn't really want to like spend time by myself. And so I feel like the biggest thing that helped me learn to love myself and know myself more is to spend time alone and kind of date myself in the way that I would like date a partner or like get to know a friend, because how else will you learn what you love or learn about yourself if you're not like trying to like spend time with yourself, if that makes sense. And I do think part of the reason why I didn't want to spend a lot of time alone is because there were a lot of my areas in my life that I needed to like work on, and I didn't really want to sit with myself and like heal myself. So I think that that's like a whole nother thing. But I wish that I knew in my 20s that I should have started loving my alone time a long, long time ago, because I really would only want to do things if I had friends available. And I mean, hanging out with friends is incredible, but there's only so many times you can hang out with a friend. So let's say you hang out with someone 3 days a week, then that means the other days of the week, you don't have anyone to do anything with. And I was just like not like doing anything on those days. Like I wouldn't go out in nature or go to farmers markets or go to bookstores or anything. Like I just wanted to always be with someone. And now when I think back to that time, it's kind of like sad because I missed out on so much because I wasn't doing things by myself. So don't wait to have other people around you to do like what you want to do, whether it's go to a concert or go to a coffee shop. Try to do those things by yourself, and maybe it'll be a little bit scary, but I feel like in the long run, you'll be really happy you did. And the next thing I wish I knew in my 20s is that I should appreciate my body because I only get one. And I spent years, like literally years, absolutely hating every single part of my body. And like I still really struggle with just loving my body. And it's so funny. I was talking to my mom last night or yesterday afternoon, and I was showing her this like video, and I was like in a swimsuit, and she was like, oh my gosh, that swimsuit's so cute. And the video was me talking about how I've learned to love my body. And I was kind of explaining to her, like, you know, it's just hard to love your body, period, just in general, like as a human. And you always feel like you need to like change things about yourself. And if it's not like your physical body, maybe it's like changing things about who you are. And she was like, oh my gosh, like I can't even imagine like not loving your body. Like you look incredible. But the thing is like, there is no level of perfection that you can get to where you will feel like, you know what, I'm perfect. Like I look amazing. There's nothing I need to change internally or externally. I feel like just in the society that we live in, we're constantly told that we need to like fix and change stuff. And it reminds me kind of that part in Mean Girls. I don't know if you saw that movie where they're all kind of like standing around the mirror, the girls are, and they're listing off like different things about themselves that they want to fix. And Caddy, she comes up to the mirror and she's, you know, doesn't really have anything to say. And she was like, oh, like, I don't like my breath or something in the morning. And everyone's like, ew, gross. But she couldn't even think of anything to say initially because she wasn't really like conditioned to like see all the negative parts of herself. And I feel like that's something that we learn over time, like from a very young age. And it's, you know, just so sad. And I feel like that's something we definitely have to break as we get older. So that's something that I am still working on, but it's something that I wish I had learned earlier, just to like try to appreciate my body because we only get one. And maybe you're not to the point where you can absolutely love it, but at least appreciate it for what it can do for you. And just think about how, you know, maybe you're able to walk outside and, you know, breathe in the air where you can like smell the flowers, or, you know, just there's so many things we take for granted that our body is capable of. And I feel like the more that we focus on just appreciating it, the more we will learn to love it. Another thing I wish I knew in my 20s is that it's better to be single than to be with someone who doesn't value you. And I actually am going to share a whole episode at some point about just like dating and things I wish I knew when I was dating. But I feel like it can just be like, I don't know, a sad feeling when you're by yourself, because if you're not comfortable being alone, sometimes you feel like it's better to be with someone than to just be by yourself. But I think the more you learn to love who you are, the more you'll realize like your worth and not want to like settle for someone who doesn't treat you the way you deserve to be treated. And I can't remember, but one of you guys messaged me and you said something along the lines of like, I don't like reading romance novels because they give me an unrealistic expectation of like the person that I'm going to be with. And I personally feel like we should be having high expectations for the partners that we're with and for the friends that we're with, and high expectations for ourselves too, because I don't know, this is going to be the person who's going to be in your life for a really long time. And if you can't have high expectations for them, then the alternative is like mediocre or low expectations. And I feel like you deserve the best. And so, I don't know, just make sure that you're with someone who values you in the way that you value them and wants to put in effort to show their love to you in the same way that you're doing for them. And I wish I could have learned that in my 20s, because there were some absolutely terrible, terrible experiences that I had with the people in my life that, I don't know, I just definitely put up with so much that I shouldn't have. And another thing that I wish I knew in my 20s is that people will meet you where they are. And this is something I've actually had to really learn within the last few years, because I don't know, sometimes I feel like when I'm going through hard things, I really expect the people in my life to show up for me. And I do think that that's a valid thing to like expect. But then I also think that when I think about like, I don't know, that person's life and what they're going through, it gives me a little bit more perspective to recognize maybe they're going through something and they're not able to like, they don't have the capacity to show up for me in the way that I want them to. And that doesn't mean they're a bad person, but I feel like knowing that people can meet you or people will meet you where they are is something that kind of takes the pressure off my shoulders of putting people in like absolutely unrealistic expectations. And it just gives me a little bit more grace for them and allows me to love people better, if that makes any sense. Because I don't know, when I'm at my worst, like going through the absolute trenches, there's no way for me to be at my best and show up for people in like as my best self. And I feel like that doesn't make me a bad person, but I think overall, if my friends can give me grace during that time, it really will just give them perspective as to like what they can expect from me during that time, but maybe not just like in my entire life, just in that moment. So that's something I remind myself of often, especially because everyone just has their own experiences that they're going through. And I just have to remind myself of that. Another thing I wish I knew in my 20s is that I should drink more water. I literally didn't drink any water in college or high school, really any time in life. I just was not a water drinker. I didn't like it and I just thought it tasted gross, and I would probably drink like, I don't know, 8 ounces like a week or something. And now I drink water so much, it is wild, and I can feel the effects. It's like just, it's like so crazy. I can't even explain it. I can feel the effects. Like if I have half a gallon of water, or if I have a gallon of water in a day, or if I have only 40 ounces in a day, I can literally feel it in my body. And if I have no water in a day or only like 8 ounces, it almost feels like I'm hungover. It's so weird. And so when your, you know, family or friends or whoever are telling you like, drink water. It makes all the difference. I find that I'm so much more lethargic and tired when I don't have enough water. I'm super bloated when I don't have enough water. When I'm on my period is worse when I don't have enough water. Water is just something that has made me feel so much better. And now it's like a non-negotiable, because I just don't want to feel bad. And so I know to feel better, I have to drink water. Another thing I wish I knew in my 20s is that you can't control anyone's actions, but you can control how you respond. And this is another thing I feel like I really have had to learn over the years, because sometimes I feel like in the past I would try to control how people would react or how people would respond or like just how my friends would be towards me. And, you know, if someone's treating you in a way that you don't want them to be treated, I feel like the first thing that I used to try to do would be to change them. And now I just like recognize it is not my responsibility to try to change them at all. And if they want to change, then that's on them. But my responsibility to myself is to make sure that I'm controlling how I respond to them and how I like interact with them going forward. So if there's someone who isn't treating me the way that I want to be treated, I'm not going to try to like make them be a different person. That's their job. And my job is just like figuring out how I'm going to navigate like connecting with them or communicating with them, or maybe just cutting them off, period. And that's something that's really hard to learn, because I feel like as humans, our first like instinct is to be like, oh, we want to, you know, help them or like, you know, be there for them. And by doing that, the more that we're there for them, maybe the more they will have support to change. But I do think support is important, but also I think that your own mental health and like boundaries are important. And so that's something I've really had to just like hone in on with myself. Another thing I wish I knew in my 20s is that if you have doubts, you have them for a reason. And this is with anything, with a job, with a friend, with a family member, with a partner. I feel like a lot of the time we know the answer to our problems or to like questions that we might have. And sometimes the answers are harder than we want to like really admit that like there's truth in it. And so I don't know, whenever you're really struggling to make a decision, just like really dig deep down and just like think about like what your gut is telling you, because I feel like a lot of the time we kind of have the answers for a lot of things. But also if you're doubting something, I feel like that feeling is coming from somewhere. And I will say, you know, if we like, obviously as humans, we are flawed. So I'm not saying if you have like doubts about, you know, your friend like talking bad about you or something, that is 100% truth. Like maybe that feeling is coming from you having like trauma with, you know, old friendships in the past. And so you feel like your new friendships are going to treat you the same way. But just like really dig deep down into like what your gut is really telling you. And I feel like a lot of the time we will be able to figure out the right answers. And the last thing that I wish I knew in my 20s is that you don't have to do or be anything other than who you are. And this is why at the top of every episode, I always say that I don't want you to feel like you need to change or tweak or be anything different than you are, because I do think it is important to like obviously heal and like work to be a better person. But I feel like we can get into this hole of like constantly just wanting to change and change and change and better ourselves and like, you know, do all of this like inner work. And I do think that that is great, but I feel like there comes a point where we just have to stop and just exist, stop and be, stop and have and enjoy our life that we already have. And I think sometimes we will see like so many books or podcasts and things telling us what we need to change or fix. And a lot of that comes down to like people just wanting to make money. And not that the things aren't like valuable that they're sharing, but I mean, there's a market for that. So those people are making money off of you not wanting to like be who you are and you wanting to change. And so I always like to remind you guys that you are a whole valuable human as you are, without changing anything about you physically or like externally or internally or whatever. Like you are incredible as you are. You're amazing as you are. And that's not to say that maybe there are things that need to be fixed or changed or healed within you, but I feel like it's so easy to get down on ourselves and feel like everything about us is terrible. And I just don't feel like that's accurate. So yeah, let's get into our little book segment after we get into our Q&A segment. You guys always ask such good questions, and I always just feel so honored that you trust me to ask like the questions to, because some of the questions you guys ask are very deep, and you guys are always more than welcome to send the questions to Love You Most Pod Instagram messages, or you can drop them in the little chat box. I try to drop the chat box in my Instagram stories on Love You Most Pod like a few times a week or once a week at least. And one question you guys asked is, I'm getting second thoughts about my relationship. I like him a lot, but there's always a but. How should I know what I want? And this goes back to kind of what I said. I feel like you already know the answer. Like, you're asking because you're saying you're having second thoughts and you're unsure. And I feel like if you're feeling that way, you probably already know what you need to do. And I don't know like what's going on in your relationship, obviously, but like, if you're having doubts, like, that's not a good sign. And so there are a million people in the world, and I feel like I've said this before, but like, I am a huge proponent of like being with the person that you just absolutely are obsessed with, can't get enough of, you just love deep down to your core, who feels like an extension of you. And if that doesn't feel like the person that you're with, then I feel like there is someone out there who will fill that space and be that person for you. Another question you guys ask is how to stop being overwhelmed with routine. I think sometimes I get overwhelmed with my routine when I put too many things into my routine that I don't want to do, and it just becomes this like never-ending task list. Make sure that you're adding things that you actually enjoy into your routine, whether it's reading or maybe turning on your favorite podcast or listening to some jazz music, and kind of like doing things that you love along with things that maybe you don't love. I feel like it just balances out things a little bit better. Another thing that you guys asked is, how can I sleep when I get really anxious at night? Now, I'm not someone who gets super anxious about anything, except there is one thing that I get anxious about, and it's so random. It's whenever people have to go to the bathroom and they like tell me that they have to go to the bathroom. I get so anxious about that. And it's honestly, it comes from, and like, I can literally think back to where it comes from. I grew up in a house where there were 6 kids in the house and my 2 parents, and we had 2 bathrooms, and one bathroom was my parents' like ensuite bathroom, so we could use it, but like, you'd have to go through their bedroom, and so like, we didn't really use it very often, because like, if they were sleeping, we weren't gonna go in there, you know what I mean? So we pretty much had one bathroom between like all 6 of us kids. And oh my gosh, there were so many times where someone was like banging on the door like, I need to go to the bathroom so bad, like, get out. And you're like not even done yet. And so I don't know like how that like turned into me just getting like stressed about people having to go to the bathroom, but I feel like that's where it comes from, because I can't really think of anything else that would make me like anxious about that. But you asked long answer, I guess, to this is, I think the best way to go to sleep is to like do things that relax you. And for me, I try to watch the sunset because it gives your body like melatonin, and it like does something to your brain that like calms you down. And I feel like you should try to emulate that same feeling within other things, like before your bedtime routine. So I will also sometimes listen to like relaxing music, or I will read a book, just do something where honestly, I could literally fall asleep doing that thing and be just fine. Like books, sometimes I'll read a book and I'll be like, man, this would be a nice like book to fall asleep to, even though I love it. It's just like, it's so calming. And so try to do things that will calm you to the point where you just really want to like rest. And for our little book segment, I share tons of book chats over on YouTube. And honestly, it's been so fun doing that, just because it gives me like a really fun space to just have like longer conversations about books, which I love. But right now I am reading Lonely Hearts Book Club. I'm reading Finding Cinderella, and I'm just about finished with Daisy Hates. And oh my gosh, I cannot get over how good the Magnolia Park series is. It feels like a movie, and I feel like I've said that a million times, but I'll say it again. I love that series. It's so good. It is kind of toxic and crazy, but it is really fun, and it feels like I'm almost watching reality TV when I'm just reading a book. And I read, well, I think, I guess it's not the end of the month yet, but by the end of this month, I will have read probably about like 16 books or 15 books. And I think next month I am going to try to like read around the same amount. I feel like that's like a good, I don't know, a good number for me because I read the same amount last month. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you loved learning all the things that I wish I knew in my 20s. And yeah, I love you most. Love you more than anyone you know. Well, maybe not, but I do love you a lot. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye, guys.